Given the opportunity, kids will dive right into the arts, and that's exactly what the 6th Annual Downtown Kids Palooza Family Art and Music Festival plans to provide as that opportunity. With me is Andy Moran. He is the resident conductor of the El Paso Symphony. Welcome, Andy. Where do we begin? I guess first, when and where?
Well, it's Saturday, March 16th, happening downtown, all over downtown. All of the wonderful museums and plazas and venues that we have down there. The symphony now, 6 years ago, began this as just a way to draw in families and especially our young students and children into the downtown area and just to show them what all is there, the arts, the culture, and most of all, the fun.
That first exposure is just critically important. Once you've been in a place and realize it's user-friendly.
You're comfortable and you want to go back more and more.
There you go. Now, it starts at what time and wraps up at what time?
It starts at 10:30 and it's an all-day affair. And we have concerts presented by the symphony at 12 o'clock and at 2 o'clock.
Lovely.
Our performance this year is called The Enchanted Forest. And what we've done is we've kind of taken Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream and tweaked it down to about a 30, 45-minute show, including the music of Felix Mendelssohn performed by the symphony with actors and dancers and narrators.
So and where will the performance
take
place?
That's at the Plaza Theater.
If people haven't been in there, this is the magical opportunity. Inside that theater and experience it.
Absolutely. So two shows presented by the symphony, but we've now partnered with many different organizations downtown. Mm-hmm. All of the museums are going to be open.
Wonderful.
The library is going to be presenting activities. The El Paso Children's Hospital is going to be down there presenting some fun activities and games for students to be participating in. And, of course, we're going to have Elmo walking around the Arts Festival Plaza area.
Oh, from Sesame Street.
From Sesame Street.
Awesome.
And, you know, so the kids will get a chance to meet Elmo and take their picture with him. And to make it really easy for everybody, we've got shuttles running to get everybody from place to place.
Nice. Really nice.
And
so free transportation to the different stops.
Free shuttles to the different places. And we're actually going to start off the whole day with a 1 mile stroll to benefit the Epilepsy Foundation.
Wonderful.
So it's really going to be a lot of fun. And no matter if your kids are into music or crafts or art or books, whatever the case, or even monster trucks, for goodness sakes,
monster trucks are an art form.
That's right.
You know, there are people who build them who are incredibly creative. Everything's an art form when it comes to stuff that's fascinating and fun like this, and it's nice to wake up to that reality.
So you really can't miss. And, you know, I have here in front of me a list of all the different activities going on. It's 2 pages long, so there's going to be something for everybody. And the beautiful thing is that 90% of the events are absolutely free.
Wonderful.
And if you do have to pay, it's not going to be more than $5. We've put that as a limitation for all the organizations, and so you can really come down and have a good time.
Now, where can people get all the details of all the events and the schedule and where to be at what time?
Sure. You'd want to go to the symphony's website, www.epso.org, and you can find out information. You can purchase tickets in advance.
You can
also download all the different activities and a map so you can kind of plan out your day.
Perfect.
And we're making it really, really easy for everybody to participate.
Good. Now, I understand you've also been working with Fort Bliss.
Yep. We've got them coming down as well and families. And it's open to everybody. And, of course, they're such a huge part of our community here in El Paso. And so it's really fantastic.
So the USO is bringing in wounded warriors and families.
Absolutely.
And getting concert tickets to them. Oh,
that's
awesome. Now, this is all on Saturday, March the 16th from 10:30 to 5 p.m. in the Downtown Arts District. But you also have something happening the next day.
Absolutely. On Sunday, the 17th, the symphony, along with its youth orchestra program, which I'm also the director of.
Yes, your other hat.
We're presenting our 6th annual side-by-side concert.
Oh, excellent.
And the way that the side-by-side concert works is we pair each of the youth orchestra musicians with a symphony member and a professional orchestral musician. And what we do is we have them perform together rehearse together, and it's a side-by-side mentoring project.
That's invaluable for those musicians. They'll never forget that.
So for a whole week, we're together, and we're learning from one another, and the spirit and the excitement that the students bring, plus the knowledge and the wisdom that the professional musicians bring in, those two things combined, we really put on a really fantastic show. And that's Sunday, March 17th at 3 p.m. in the Plaza Theater. And tickets are available through the Symphony website. Also, information can be found on the Youth Orchestra's website. And it's just really fun to sit in the audience and witness the students and the professional musicians interacting with each other.
And how much are the tickets?
They're between $10 and $32.
Okay.
And again, in El Paso's Plaza Theater, so another opportunity for El Pasoans to get down there. And if you haven't been to the Plaza Theater, you really have to go and see what it's like in there. And just to witness that concert is really, really special.
And just a quick idea of the program?
Sure. Our big piece is Gustav Holst's The Planets.
Oh,
really
lovely.
Epic orchestral piece depicting, it's actually, we're going to do six of the planets. And then also we're going to have our concerto competition winner, Gabriel Gutierrez from UTEP. He's a flautist, and he'll be performing Mozart's concerto for flute and orchestra.
Oh, that's another lovely piece. Andy, I can't say thank you enough for being here. My guest, Andy Moran, he's the resident conductor of the El Paso Symphony Orchestra and also the director of the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestras. Saturday, March 16th, 10:30 a.m., the 6th annual Downtown Kids Palooza Family Art and Music Fest kicks off throughout the downtown area. Go to epso.org for all the details or call 532-3776. And the next day, the side-by-side concert. That's Sunday the 17th at 3 p.m. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you so much, Monica.